We can't overemphasize the message of renewal, of being born anew each and every day. And I focus on that as we look at our story from John's Gospel. John the Baptist was hard to explain in his day. There are many questions about him. But we tend to settle then and to focus on him as prophet, as his role as one who was to prepare the way and to get ready. The language that is used in describing him is one of announcing the arrival of the coming king, to make the roads smooth, to make the path straight. The king is coming to the community or to the town. And so this is used to describe John the Baptist's role. But also was the practice of baptism, which raised a question. Why should John baptize? For the people of Israel, this would be perplexing. They saw baptism for those who came from the outside into Judaism. There was a ritual washing ceremony that took place, but it was for proselytes, it was for converts. It was an actual physical and literal cleansing, where then one was accepted into the community. But God's people were descendants of Abraham. There was no need for them to be baptized. Which brings me to iconic movie lines that came to mind in preparation for this morning. Give me an iconic movie line.
You talking to me?
That was brought up as well earlier. You talking to me? Robert De Niro, Taxi Driver. Go ahead. Okay, Forrest Gump, that was mentioned also. You guys are of similar mind. Yes?
You had me at hello.
You had me at hello. The money one.
Jerry Maguire.
Yep. Show Me the Money was the other one. Yes?
I'll be your Huckleberry.
That one you stumped me on.
Tombstone.
Tombstone.
The comedy said two.
What others did you have? Artie.
Somebody help me. What they say in God with the will.
Frankly, I don't...
Well, give it in.
Any other one? What did they say in Casablanca?
Play it again.
Here's one of you, kids.
Yeah, that was the best one.
Or play it again or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Play it again, Sam.
Right. Okay. Yes.
What we have here is a lack of communication.
Now that one's familiar. What is that from?
Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand Luke, yeah.
Go ahead, make my day.
That seems to be a favorite, these Dirty Harry quotes. My favorite Dirty Harry quote is, you don't put ketchup on a hot dog.
And another
one. Nobody sits baby in the corner.
Dirty Dancing, right? Yes.
You can't handle the truth. There's
no crying in softball.
No crying in softball. Baseball, actually.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Thank you, Arnold.
Connie has a good
one. Connie?
I didn't remember. Oh, she wanted me to say, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
From Mr. Rogers. But the line that came to my mind was, badges? We don't need no stinking badges. Which actually comes from the 1940s movie The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, but was made famous more recently in the movie Blazing Saddles, the 70s satire on Western films. And the reason why I think of that is the people of Israel saying, baptism? We don't need no baptism. Because what was the need? And so it would have caused great confusion amongst the people of Israel, and maybe even some anger. We are told how religious leaders went out into the wilderness to the Jordan to see what John the Baptist was doing. And what does John the Baptist tell them? They need to be baptized. How do you think that went over? There's great symbolism in the waters of the Jordan River. There was the conclusion of the exodus of the Israelites when they passed through into the new land, the land that had been promised to them. But their journey was not ending, it was actually just beginning. But it's the image of the old into the new. The people and John the Baptist entered into the Jordan River because they were ushering in a new kingdom and a new time. It was a new beginning. And Jesus joins them there as well. For Jesus joins with them to be a part of this journey. In his baptism, there is the witness of the presence of the Holy Spirit, where God comes to strengthen, to empower, and to give life. It is that Spirit that will be passed along to all. John the Baptist gives further reassurance to the people as well. We should be a people of reassurance. I could use more assurance in my life. Just the other night, Alice and I were going out, and so I got dressed up, ready to go. Got to the door, ready to go out the door. She looks at me and says, "Is that what you're going to wear?" I said, "I guess not." But John gives the people further assurance. Here is the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God. And the people would instantly recognize the symbolism of the Passover, where the blood of the slain lamb protected the homes of the Israelites the night they would leave Egypt. It is a story of deliverance, of receiving salvation, of being saved from a situation they could not save themselves, freed from slavery and human bondage. And that same image is now used with Jesus as the Lamb of God, who will bring freedom from one's sinfulness. Freedom from sin. It's all about renewal and newness. And we can never stress that enough. With that comes the invitation to be disciples, to join in this mission of renewal. We read how two disciples of John the Baptist followed Jesus. Jesus takes this initiative, as God always does throughout history, takes the initiative. St. Augustine said, "We could never even have begun to seek for God unless He had already found us." And so imagine the setting for a moment. These two disciples of John the Baptist off to the side, and Jesus turned to them and asked, "What are you looking for?" Jesus initiates the conversation and speaking to them, asking them, "What do you need? What are you trying to get?" They respond by referring to him as Rabbi, "O Great One." Then they kind of imagine them in their own befuddled, tongue-tied way saying, "Well, where are you staying?" In a way, asking where he will be because of their desire to learn more. And the greatest invitation of all, when Jesus says, "Come and see. Come and see." If you want the answers to your questions, the solutions to your problems, the invitation to come and find those things that you may seek. Andrew was the first to witness to this. He runs to his brother and he says, "We have found the Messiah." And so Simon joins him and goes to Jesus, and we are told that Jesus looked at him. That's to be interpreted as Jesus looked into him, into his heart. And even more so, Jesus looked into him to see who he would become. A final emphasis is placed upon this concept of newness when Simon is given a new name of Peter. It was a common practice during that day when one was adopted. Their old life was put behind them and their new life began, and with that they were given a new name. A new name for a new beginning and a new life. A new relationship. We do that all the time and we don't even know it. Think for a moment of that new relationship, of that particular loved one. Did anybody give the other a new name? A little pet name? Any of you want to share what that might be? I haven't had anybody take me up on that yet. But we do that all the time, recognizing a new relationship and how much that means to us, and by giving a new name. A new beginning, a new life, new opportunity. So is our mission this one of renewal. And there are great strides yet to be taken. I reflect on January 15th being Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which will be celebrated tomorrow, where we take a moment to pause and to recognize people of all races who stood up to injustice, particularly African Americans facing violence, to put a spotlight on bigotry and prejudice, bringing change in all forms, change in the laws of states and of the nation, but more importantly, change in the treatment and how we look at a person, a child of God. But we are a long way from racial blindness. The words of Dr. King in Washington, when he set aside his prepared words and recalled the previous speech, he talked about a dream. A dream. A dream that we are still aspiring to, a dream that we should still be striving for. Racial equality is just part of that. So we celebrate the message of John the Baptist, the message of Jesus, the idea of renewal and new life being given to us. And as disciples of Jesus, then, we are on that mission, bringing new life and new opportunity and new hope to all. Amen.